Drasha for Vaera 57:73. Torah tells us, Vani Aksha Eslave Paro, I will harden Paro's heart. The question is obvious. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened Paro's heart, why was Paro punished for not heeding the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Shmoneh Prakim answers this question, that Paro was already liable to punishment for previous sins that he did against the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have killed him at that time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to leave him alive, to harden his heart, in order to use him as a tool to bring all of the makos, and that would be a punishment for his previous sins, and also a manner of using him to bring a Kiddush Hashem to the world. And this is obvious, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take away somebody's free choice by killing them, so he can permit them to remain alive, take away their free choice, and use them as a tool to for his ends. The still, there are those that say that even according to the Rambam, had Paro made a Herculean effort to do tshuva, his tshuva would have been accepted, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the natural means for him to do tshuva. Others say that a person usually has heavenly divine help to be able to do tshuva, and that was taken away from Paro. But the ability to do tshuva on his own wasn't taken away from him. The Berditchever says that he is jealous of Paro for the tremendous Kiddush Hashem that that was caused through him. And basically the idea is that if a person does not want to willingly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be the tool of bringing recognition of God to the world, then God forces him to do that, and it happens against his will. The Meshech Chachma says the Kiddush Hashem was brought because Egypt at the time was the major power in the world, and what happened in Egypt affected the entire world. Perhaps for this reason, it was that the Moshe and Aaron were commanded to deal with respect with Paro, since Paro was being used as a tool to bring recognition of God to the world. The Abarbanel, in one of his explanations, gives a similar answer. However, he says that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the ability for Paro to repent, to do tshuva, but he says that there are sins that a person can do where his punishment is final, and even if he does tshuva, it doesn't take away the punishment. Someone murders somebody and he's liable to a death penalty. Doing tshuva will not take away the death penalty, just the opposite. The death penalty will affect a atonement only if he does tshuva. So therefore, Paro already was liable to a death penalty for what he did to the Jewish children, having them drowned, and for what he did against the Jewish people. Between man and man, most of the time, those sins are not forgiven even with tshuva unless the person receives his punishment. It could be that's what the Rabbeinu Bechaya means when he says that Paro's heart was punished, mida keneged mida, in kind for hava nishakmalo, since his sin was against the Jewish people as between man and man. Therefore, the punishment could not be waived, and even if he did tshuva, the most the punishment could be was an atonement for his sin. The Sfarno and also the Ramban say that God did not take away Paro's free choice by hardening his heart, but just the opposite. Since any normal human being would have been forced by the force of the makos and the punishments and suffering that they incurred to be forced to agree to let the Jewish people go, God did not want Paro to be forced. He wanted him to choose to let them go. So he hardened his heart in order to balance out the effect of the Makos and to even the playing field and give Paro free choice again. And so too the Abarbanel says in another of his explanations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Paro a place to make a mistake, to have a way out, to give him a Pesach Litos, a place to make a mistake, that the Mako should not be 100% conclusive to prove that God exists and he wants the Jewish people to go. But the way that the Makos were brought, the way that they were taken away and weren't left to remain for an enduring time, gave Paro the ability to make a mistake and not to accept the proof and the ideas that the Makos represented in a way that he had no other explanation. And this is what the Shemi Shmuel says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Paro more intellectual than materially, physically inclined. When a person is more physically inclined, if he suffers pain, he changes his mind very quickly. But if he's more intellectually inclined, he doesn't change his mind so quickly, even if he suffers and even if he incurs pain. Others say that that is why later on the Jewish people thanked Hashem when he told them that they were going to have children, even though those children would be Rishoyim, because it meant that the exodus from Egypt would not force them to believe. There would still be possible to be a free choice, that there could be still Rishoyim, and that meant that they maintained their free choice and weren't forced to believe because of the events of the exodus. The truth is that all of these ideas are true, and I think that they are represented by the fact that the Torah describes the hardening of Paro's heart in three different ways. Ani aksha es libo, achazek libo, and hichbadeti libo. I have made his heart hard, strengthened his heart, and made his heart heavy. The idea of a hard heart is that he would not repent. He was hardened, stubborn, and wouldn't repent. A strong heart means that God gave him the power to withstand the strength of the Makos and the suffering in order to even his free will. And kavad libo, to make his heart heavy, that he shouldn't be forced by the ideas of the Makos, and that he should find a place to make a mistake and to still continue to believe his mistaken ideas, even though the Makos showed differently. That's called a heavy heart, where he was not quick to change his mind and to reconsider and think into what the intent and proof of the Makos was. However, by the Jewish people, we never find that their hearts were either hardened or strengthened or made heavy, but the opposite. It says, Lo shamu el Moshe, they did not listen for external reasons. Mikotza ruach, from lack of patience. The avodah kasha, because they were too heavily worked. They didn't have time to think. So they weren't prepared to think and to change their minds because of the events that were happening, and that they were not sensitive to the tzoris that could have made an impression on them to examine their deeds and change them because they were overworked. And therefore their lack of listening was not intrinsic, internal, but from external causes. And that was the Kal Vachomer, that if B'nai Yisrael didn't listen to him, and they were only prevented by external causes, so surely Paro wouldn't listen, and he had an internal heart that refused to listen. And therefore, the Jewish people are called an Am K'shei Oref. We are a stiff-necked people, a stubborn people, and that has three connotations, the same three connotations of the hardening of Paro's heart. The hard and heavy, and strong heart has the same connotations with a stiff neck, but this is external and the heart is internal. A stiff neck doesn't let a person bend his head in submission when he is brought suffering, similar to the idea that Paro's heart was hardened and he didn't able to bow and do tshuva, bow and be humbled by the makos. Also, a stiff neck doesn't let a person look to the right or to the left and reconsider his position. And that is the idea of a heavy heart, where Paro was not easy to change his mind and reconsider from the intent of the makos. And also, a stiff neck doesn't let a person turn around and regret and do tshuva, which is similar to the hardened heart of Paro. But all of that by the Jewish people is external and not internal in their heart. Therefore, we find by the Jewish people, it says hashmein lev, that sometimes the heart is covered with fat that achieves the same purposes of preventing them from repenting or from considering or from being humbled, but it's only an external thing around the heart, not the heart itself. And the Rav Simcha Zissel from Kelem says that this stiff-neckedness and this stubbornness was the main sin by the golden calf. The sins can be corrected, but when a person is stubborn, then there's no correction for the sin. And therefore, the Rabban Shem said, I saw these people and they're an Am Kshe Oref. Aside from the sin, which is correctable, they're stiff-necked and are not going to correct the sin. However, because the Jewish people's stiff-neckedness is an external thing, it can ultimately be used for the good, that the Jewish people should be very stubborn and stiff-necked in keeping the Torah and not bowing or reconsidering when outside forces, goyim, would want to make us abandon the Torah and regret accepting the Torah and so on. And then our stiff-neckedness works in a very positive way. If we strengthen ourselves not to be stubborn, not to be stiff-necked for the negative, but to use it in a positive way, right? And we are able to, to reconsider our deeds and do tshuva and be sensitive to the various yisurim and also the good things that Hashem brings, and also to all of the things that prove to us what is the right way in this world, we will be able to use our stubbornness and stiff-neckedness to redouble our efforts to Torah and Yirah Shamayim and ignore and be able to stand up against all those that want to draw us away from the Torah and to abandon us. And then in that schus, we, unlike Paro, who was forced in the end to let the Jewish people go, we will deserve to once again be let go from this galus. And we'll see, as in the days that we left Egypt, new miracles with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days.